Horn for me.
Let's do it.
All right. Well, fantastic. Well, I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers today. Thank you for all you do for your children and for all of us. So thank you so much and happy Mother's Day. I hope you have a great day today. Hope your family will be very good to you today and take good care of you and love on you. Do have a few things that we do want to run through this morning. In your packet I've given to you, you have your upcoming mission and opportunities in our community for this week. We've got the food pantry packing on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Please bring a mask. We'll provide the gloves. Also, on Saturday, we have the food distribution. 8:30 a.m. we'll be setting up outside down here, so we'll need some help setting up. And then from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. we'll be distributing the food, so we'll need some people to help pass out the food to the people as they come through the line in their vehicles. There are still a few items we are in need of. Canned meat, canned vegetables, soup, cereal, 16-ounce peanut butter, individually packaged candy, paper towels, and ketchup. And then you see the record of faithfulness for the last two Sundays that we put in there. Inside your packet for the seniors, there is a meal distribution program from Meals on Wheels. It'll be on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. up at Beach Springs Church every Tuesday. Then you have my outline, and then inside your packet, the last pages that you have is the congregational survey. I want you to go ahead and take that out this morning. Hopefully you've already been filling it out, but we're going to go through it. We're going to take a couple of minutes. We're going to go through this, and I want everybody to fill it out because I do need this back before you leave today, okay? I need this survey back. If you're going to be considered in this information, I need it back today, please. So question number one, which programs have you or members of your family regularly engaged in through the COVID-19 crisis? Select all that apply. Number one, drive-in church. Number two, watched our services on church website, YouTube, or other social media outlets. Number three, church devotions that I've been posting on there on our Facebook and YouTube and website. Just regular family devotions that you and your family have been doing. And then the last one there is I have been mostly unengaged through this crisis. Question number two. When it is advisable for groups to gather again, which best describes your attitude towards returning to in-person worship services at church? Select just one of these. I will return the first opportunity we have. I will return at first opportunity, but with some concerns and precautions. I will wait several additional weeks before I attend. It may be quite a while before I will return. Or the last one is not sure. Number three, in addition to authorities advising public gatherings to resume, are there other signals you would want to see before you return to attend a worship service inside the church? Select each one of them that apply, all right? Local businesses are open again. Local restaurants, seating areas are open again. Schools are open again. The number of coronaviruses near me is very small. Most social distancing recommendations have been lifted, or none of these. Question number four. I anticipate returning in-person worship services sometime in June, sometime in July, sometime in August, sometime in September, sometime in October through December. Second page, number five. What precautions do you plan to take when you return to a worship service? Select every one of these that apply to you. I will wear a face mask. I will stand and sit in places where I will be at least 6 feet from non-family members. I will avoid shaking hands. I will avoid any physical contact such as hugging. I will avoid crowded hallways. I will bring hand sanitizer. Or the last one is none of these. Number six, what precautions do you expect our church to take for worship gatherings? Select all that apply. Limited handouts of any kinds. Use a new method for distributing the Lord's Supper. Use a new method for collecting tithes and offerings. Encourage social distancing in the worship center seating. Encourage social distances in group / Sunday school seating. Prop doors open so people do not have to touch handles. Set up one-way foot traffic entering and exiting the facility. Provide hand sanitizer stations. Discourage shaking hands and hugging. Allow a longer period between Sunday school and worship service. None of these. And then there is a place for you to write in any other precautions that you think we ought to take under the bottom there. Number 7, what is your small group / Sunday school preference? Groups should immediately resume on the same Sunday morning schedule as they did before the COVID-19 crisis. Groups should meet weekly, but on an altered schedule that avoid meeting in the facility on Sunday morning or with any other groups present. Groups should use a platform like the Zoom app for a while until some time has passed and conditions have improved. Groups / Sunday school should not resume until school resumes in the fall. Groups / Sunday school should not resume until after the COVID-19 is completely gone. And then I do not have a Sunday school or a group class that I attend. Number 8, do you have children age 18 or younger who attend church with you, yes or no? Number 9, would you allow your children to attend their group / Sunday school class where it is typically meets? Yes, not right away. My children do not typically attend a group or Sunday school class. Number 10, which of the following describe your comfort level for attending a worship service? I would be comfortable attending if the worship service is 3/4 filled, half filled, 1/4 filled, or none of these. Number 11, we are planning to offer multiple ways to attend a worship service once we start back in the sanctuary. Which one of these options would you use? Worship center with social distancing and limited numbers of attendees at 10 a.m. Social hall via satellite of the service with social distancing and limited numbers of attendees at 10 a.m. And drive-in church in the parking lot at 10 a.m. Which one of those three would you prefer to attend? Number 12. Would you be willing to attend a worship service in an overflow room to ensure people in the worship center and overflow rooms are spread out? Yes or no? Number 13. I would feel more comfortable to only do drive-in church until the COVID-19 is completely gone. Yes or no? Number 14. If a family was visiting, would you be willing to move from the sanctuary to the social hall or to drive-in church for the visiting family to have a seat in the sanctuary? Yes or no? Number 15. If masks and gloves are mandatory, would you attend? Yes or no? Number 16. How long have you been attending? I am new in 2020, less than 2 years, 2 to 4 years, 5 to 9 years, or 10 plus years. Number 17, what is your age? Less than 18, 18 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 69, 70 plus, or I prefer not to answer. Number 18, what have you missed the most about church during the COVID-19 time? Please mark every one of these that apply to you. The fellowship, my Sunday school class, Sunday night, Wednesday night, I have not missed anything or other. If you missed something other than those, write that out. Number 19, what have you liked the most about drive-in church? Please write your answer out. Number 20, what have you not liked about drive-in church? Please write out your answer. And number 21, last question, would you be willing to continue drive-in church even if it meant additional hardships or inconveniences such as the heat, cold, or discomfort? If it meant protecting those with pre-existing health conditions, our seniors, and the most vulnerable in our church family, yes or no? That is our survey that I need you to fill out for me. We will pick that up before the end of the service this morning. At this time, I want us to recognize our mothers. If you're in a vehicle today that has a mother in it, would you please blow your horn this morning? Amen. All right, would you give them a big round of applause and blow your horn? Thank you so much, mothers, for all you do. We do have something for all of our mothers and all of our ladies. Our men are going to be passing them around this morning. How many do I have? Three. Let me have three up here, Frankie. Let me have three up here. All women. All women get them. Rounds through to get past these out this morning. We do want to say thank you to all the mothers. We love each one of you. Again, I hope your church, your family today will love on you. I hope they'll take care of you. I hope they'll do something special today for you for Mother's Day. While they're passing those out, let me say a word about the mission trip. Our mission trip this summer is on. We are working on that. If you are making payments, your May payment is due here this week or next Sunday. Go ahead and get that in. So far, you should have paid four payments, counting this month. And I know several of you have already paid your complete amount, but go ahead and get your payments in so we'll have those. We need to get all that money in the next 30 days over to the mission, to Ocoee Outreach, so they can begin getting everything purchased that we need for the summer, all the supplies, all the building materials, and all of that good stuff that we're going to need. So try to get that in to me as quick as you can. June will be your last payment, so go ahead and start getting that money in. I hope we have enough flowers for everybody this morning, all of our ladies, mothers, non-mothers, teenage girls, all of those. We'd like to give you a flower today. Thank you to Selena and Laura Francis and Mike and the family who put those together for us. We surely do appreciate all of that work and effort that went into putting that together. And again, we want to say thank you to all of our ladies, not just our mothers, but all of our ladies for all you do. We got some very godly ladies who don't have children who have been great inspirations and great help to our children and our youth and our church, and we do want to say thank you to all of you. Pass that around. Graduation, we will recognize our graduates on Sunday, May the 31st. If you're graduating from high school, tech school, or college, please let me know. We would like to honor you. I know we have two, one from tech school and one from high school. If we have any others, please let me know. We would like to honor each of you during this time. At this time, we're going to pray. Let's pray. Father God, we just humbly bow before you this morning. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Lord, we love you today. And Lord, I ask that your mighty hands be upon each and every one of us this morning. Father, I pray you'd be with this service. Lord, all that goes on, I pray you'd be honored by it. I pray you'd be uplifted by it. And I pray you'd be a sweet savior in your precious nostrils today. Thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you're here this morning, you have not received one of the surveys and one of the packets, would you beep your horns and we can make sure we get one to you? Looks like everybody's got one. Fantastic. All right, at this time, we're going to turn it over to our praise team as we sing this morning, Glorious Day. I want you to sing with us this morning. This is an opportunity for you to cry out to a holy and almighty God, and I want you just to cry out to him this morning in praise and worship for who he truly is today.
One day when heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin. He dwelt among men, my example is he. The Word became flesh and the light shined among us. His glory revealed, living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. One day they led him up Calvary's mountain. One day they nailed him to die on a tree. Suffering anguish, despised and rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. Hands of humiliation stretched out on a tree, and took the nails for me. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. One day the grave could conceal him no longer. One day the stone rolled away from the door. Then he arose of the death he had conquered. Now he's ascended, my Lord, evermore. Death could not hold him, the grave could not keep him. Rising again, living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. One day the trumpet will sound for his coming. One day the sky with his glories will shine. One day may my beloved bring me. My Savior Jesus is mine. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. Oh, glorious day.
be glad that one glorious day he arose from the grave for me and you. Victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Victorious over sin and Satan. Victorious over the battle for us.
Yes.
The war has been won because of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This time we're going to move into our offertory. Let's pray. Father God, as we just humbly bow before you, Lord, thanking you for that great resurrection morning that we celebrated a few weeks ago. Father, with the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Father, to know without a shadow of a doubt that our Savior, our Lord, the founder and author of our faith, Lord, is alive and well today. He's not in the grave any longer. He's not dead, Lord. He is alive today. Lord, what a praise report that ought to be for us as God's children, as Christians. Father, we do thank you for today, Lord. I thank you for this offering we're about to receive. Father, I pray you'd use it for the upbuilding of your kingdom. And Lord, I pray that you would use it in a mighty way that we may see many come and know you in the days to come. Father, thank you for the sacrificial giving of this body, Father. Father, not only have they been so faithful to give tithes and offerings, Lord, but they are going above and beyond with the food pantry. Father, with bringing items, but Lord, also with giving money. Lord, I praise you for that. And Father, I thank you so much for their incredible, sacrificial, faithful giving to a holy and almighty God. Father, I ask this morning, Lord, that you would pour out a blessing upon each and every one of them, that there'd be no way, Lord, that they would be able to handle it. No way they'd be able to contain it by themselves. They would have to spread it out even more, Father, to meet needs within our community and within our world. Father, thank you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Men will come back by in just a little while to pick up your surveys. So just hold on to your survey at this time.
Amen. Thanks, Miss Debbie. Happy Mother's Day from the praise team. I have to share this very quickly with you this morning. But in the top of this bush sitting here on the porch behind me, there is a nest with some eggs in it. And that mother bird, being Mother's Day, that mother bird has been sitting up on top of the church there just staring us down up here. So she can't wait to come back on her nest with her babies. Won't you join us? We're going to go to Oh How I Love Jesus. And I just always enjoy this hymn. Let's just sing and worship the Lord this morning. Miss Debbie.
There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells me of the Savior's love, who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, a sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells me what my Father hath in store for every day. And though I tread a darksome path, he'll sunshine all the way.
Sing it out.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells of one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe. Who in his sorrow bears a part that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me.
Amen. Thank you.
Michelle. Our series entitled What's Next, the message we are to share. What is the message? Last week we looked at being the unstoppable force that God has called us to be, and today we want to look at what is the message that me and you, as that unstoppable force of Almighty God, are supposed to share with everyone we come in contact with. Here in Acts chapter 2, verses 14 through 41, we see Peter, with the boldness of the Spirit of Almighty God, stand up and begin to share the first sermon of the church. This is really what it is. This is the first sermon. It really launched the modern day church that we are a part of today. As Peter stands boldly and proclaims a great message. And we need to see what this message that he proclaims is. Read along with me this morning, verse number 14 starting. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judah, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words, for these are not drunk. Or these are not drunken, as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. Here Peter's saying it's very early in the day. It's only the third hour of the day. There's no way these men are drunk around 9 a.m. already. They're not drunk. And so Peter is testifying that these men are not drunk. They are working in the Spirit of God is moving with inside of them. Verse 16, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaiden, I will pour out in these days my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and noble day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, and as you yourself also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. Verse 24. Whom God has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden by it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing this, that God has sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. Verse 31. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither in his flesh did he see corruption. Jesus hath raised, as God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Verse 33. Therefore, being by the right hand of the Father exalted, and having received the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he hath himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstools. Therefore let all the house of Israel now know assuredly that God has made the same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Verse 40. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his words were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Let's pray. Father God, in the next few moments, Lord, I pray you'd open our hearts and your minds to your holy and precious word. Father, I pray you would speak to us today about the message that we are to share and that we are to share with everyone we come in contact with. Thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. As the unstoppable force of Almighty God, we have a message that we are to share with everyone we come in contact with. First, I want you to see it's a message for everyone. Look at verse number 21 with me. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I want you to know this message from Almighty God is for everyone. It does not exclude anybody at all. Everyone who's ever been born or whoever will be born are included in this message. I want you to know it doesn't matter what economic class you come from, if you're what color you are, what creed you are, doesn't matter any of that. Jesus Christ died for every person who has ever lived and who will ever live on this earth. Jesus died for them. So it's a message for everyone. But it's also a message of hope this morning. It's a great message of hope. Look at verse 21 with me again. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The message Peter shares here is a message of the power of Jesus Christ to change a life through salvation and faith in Him. For all of those who come to know Jesus Christ, they're saved. What hope that really brings in the life of a person. To know without a shadow of a doubt, no longer am I sentenced to a devil's hell, but now I am set free from hell. I am no longer condemned to hell, but now I am set free to heaven with Almighty God forever. One day because of Jesus Christ. My hope is already in heaven, no longer with anything else in this world, but it's all in heaven because of Jesus and what Jesus has done for me and you. That is real hope this world needs to hear today. When we get saved, the Word of God tells us that we're no longer the same creature we used to be, but now we are a new creature because of Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I don't have to say the same old person that I used to be, that sinful person that I used to be. I no longer am I condemned to that life and that way of life any longer. But now I've been set free because of Jesus Christ. The old life that enslaved me, the old things that enslaved me to bondage and that sin, no longer have a hold over me because of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus set me free from the bondage of that sin and the payment of my penalty that I owed to God because of my sin. Jesus set me free from the shackles and chains of all of that sin that was in my life and in your life when we asked Jesus to come into our heart and to save us. What hope that should bring every person today. We as God's children ought to be sharing that message of hope. Man, it's a message for everyone, but it's a message of hope for every person who hears it and comes to know Jesus. They're set free from that bondage of sin. No longer are they carrying that heavy shackles and chains that were on them because of that sin. Now they've been set free by Jesus. And they have hope and faith and trust in Him and Him alone. But it's also a message of approval this morning. Some message of great approval. Look at verse 22 with me. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by Him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. I want you to know this morning that it is an approved message by Almighty God, that Jesus is that approved messenger of Almighty God. Jesus is that Savior that was sent by a holy and almighty God to come and save all mankind who would turn to Him. Every person who turns to Jesus shall be saved because Jesus is that sacrificial, perfect Lamb of Almighty God that was sent for me and you to pay for our price and our penalty of sin. The great miracles, wonders, and signs are a testimony to the proof of God's approval of who Jesus truly was. I want you to know, no better proof is there of Jesus' resurrection, His life and His death and His burial, His resurrection, than the approval of Almighty God that He accepted the payment that was paid by Jesus Christ on behalf of me and you. No better approval or proof could ever be given than the approval of Almighty God today. Only someone who was sent by Almighty God could do what Jesus did. Think about all the miracles and all the wonders and signs that Jesus did. He raised people from the dead. He healed the sick, cleansed the leper. He cured the woman with the issue of blood. He cast out demons. He walked on the water. He raised people from the dead. And yes, He ascended into heaven before those witnesses who were there. No one else could do what Jesus did. I want you to know Jesus was an all-powerful Savior. He has the power to defeat any battle that me and you are going through in our life. No matter what you're dealing with today, no matter what it is, whether it's cancer, thank God Judy is able to be here this morning with us. Praise God that God is faithful this morning. I want you to know, no matter what you're battling with, whether it's sin, whether it's cancer, whether it's something else, I want you to know this morning, we serve a holy and almighty God who is able today to set you free from that bondage that you're fighting and struggling with today. God is able today to set you free this morning. If only you'll turn to Him, He will set you free. Nothing is too big for our God. Nothing is too big for Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. He is all powerful this morning. For all who come to Jesus, they are approved and accepted by Almighty God. Not because of who I am or who you are, but because of who Jesus is inside of me and you now. When God looks at me and you, He no longer sees our filth. He no longer sees our sin. He no longer sees us. He sees the precious blood of Jesus Christ applied to my life and to your life that has saved and set us free, that has made us holy, righteous, and acceptable unto a holy and righteous Almighty God today because of Jesus and the precious payment of Jesus Christ for me and you. But it's also a message that is focused on Jesus Christ. Verses 21 through 41, all they share is Jesus. It's all about Jesus and who Jesus is. Peter's sermon is all about Jesus and what Jesus Christ has done for me and you. We try to make the gospel so hard when we share it. We try to make the gospel something that's so hard you've got to have some big degree. You've got to come into seminary to be able to share it. I want you to know this morning, you don't have to have a seminary degree to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel of Jesus Christ is simple and easy this morning to share. Everyone can share it. This gospel of message of Jesus Christ is nothing more than Jesus and Jesus alone. That's all it is Jesus Christ this morning. The gospel is about a Savior who came to earth as a baby, who lived a perfect and sinless life so that He could go to the cross for me and you and give His life on Calvary as a ransom for my life and for your life today and for all of our sin and all sin that had ever been committed. He died on that cross. He was buried on the third day. He arose from the grave to save all who would turn to Him for salvation. Have you experienced the love of Jesus, that salvation, forgiveness, and reconciliation with Almighty God? Have you received that and accepted that? Jesus loves us so much that He gave His life for me and you. He exchanged His life for our life. Wow, what a Savior that we have that loves us more than anything today. Have you experienced that love of Jesus? Have you experienced that awesome salvation through faith in Jesus Christ? Have you experienced that forgiveness and reconciliation with Almighty God because of what Jesus has done for you? If you have, you've been saved. You know exactly what you need to share this morning. Just that experience that you have, that's all you share with them, what Jesus has done for you today. It's all about Jesus. You don't have to have a degree to share Jesus. All you got to know is that Jesus set you free from sin. He saved you. He came into your heart. He's given you hope and salvation and freedom in Him. And one day you're going to be with Him in eternity forever in heaven. That's the gospel message right there, that Jesus loves everyone that much that He came to earth to die on a cross for them to set them free from their sin because of how much He loves them. That's the gospel, that Jesus loves everyone, that the message is for everyone, that it's a message of hope for every person who hears it, that it's a message that sets me and you free from the shackles and the bondage of sin, that it's a message that Jesus Christ is the approved Savior that Almighty God sent for me and you, and it's a message that completely and utterly focuses on Jesus Christ. Wherever you are this morning in your life and your walk today, if you don't know Jesus Christ, I want you to know He came for you. He died on a cross that you and me may have salvation and hope and faith through Jesus and Jesus alone today. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Word of God tells us, today is the day of salvation. Not tomorrow, not next Sunday, not next week, but today. What better day to come to know Jesus Christ than on Mother's Day? What better present today could you give your mother than to let her know today you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart to save you from your sins and to set you free from the bondage of that sin and to give you a home in heaven with Him one day. If you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus Christ, I'm just going to ask everyone to bow their head and close their eyes with me this morning. If you don't know Jesus Christ, I'm going to pray a simple prayer. And if you don't know Jesus, your Lord and Savior, you want to make 100% sure that you know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior today, that you have an assurance that you're His, I'm going to ask you to pray this simple prayer with me this morning. Dear Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. Lord, I know that means that I've done things that are wrong, Lord, that have separated me from You. Dear Jesus, I ask You to come into my heart today and save me. Forgive me of my sin this morning, Lord, and help me to be the child of God that You've called me to be. Help me from this day forward, Lord, to live as You have called me to live. Help me today to be the lighthouse and example for all of those I come in contact with of who Jesus is and what Jesus has done inside of my heart today. Thank You, Jesus, for saving me this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Secondly, this morning, if you're here and you're saved, but maybe you're not sharing the message of Jesus Christ that you ought to be sharing. Maybe you've tried to make it something real hard and you don't know how to share. Can I tell you today, it's the easiest message we could ever share. It's even easier than sharing our children with people we come in contact with. It's the greatest message this world needs to hear today. The message of hope, the message is for everyone that unites all people under the very banner of Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. Maybe you're here today and maybe today Jesus is telling you you need to start sharing the precious message of Jesus Christ. You need to start sharing the gospel message with every person you come in contact with. Because someone is in need of Jesus today. And if you don't share Jesus Christ with them, they're going to die and go to hell without Him. Because you did not share Jesus with them. If that's you, I want you to pray this prayer with me this morning. Dear Jesus, Lord, I know I'm Yours, Lord. But Father, when it comes to sharing the precious gospel of Jesus Christ, I have not been faithful like I should to You. And Father, because I've been unfaithful in this area, Lord, that means there's sin in my life. Lord, there's sin that needs to be fixed with You, Lord. And right now, Father, I confess that sin before You. I ask You to cover that sin with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And Father, I ask You right now, from this moment forward, Father, that You give me that boldness that Peter and the disciples were given on that day when they boldly stood up and shared the precious gospel of Jesus Christ with all of those there in Jerusalem. And 3,000 were added to the church that day, Father. Father, I pray today, Lord, that we would be so bold in our faith that we would share Jesus with everyone, and we wouldn't just see 3,000 come to know Jesus Christ. We'd see 300,000 come to know Jesus Christ. We'd see 3 million come to know Jesus Christ. We'd see 300 million come to know Jesus Christ. We'd see 3 billion come to know Jesus Christ because of the precious power of our Savior Jesus Christ to set people free from the bondage of sin in their life. Father, help us today to be the witnesses and a lighthouse for You, the ambassadors who not only are just one who represents You, but one who shares You to everyone today, Father. Father, thank You for loving us this morning. Father, thank You today that You are so faithful to us. Father, we love You and we praise You. In Jesus' precious and holy name we say, amen. Church, I want you to know, I passed out that congregational survey to you today. We want your input. I need your input. I want your feelings about this. I have a 3-phase plan to get us back into our sanctuary and get us back to normal over the next few months that we're going to be dealing with this. But I want your input. I want to see what you're thinking. So at this time, I'm going to ask our ushers if you'll come back out of the vehicles and if you'll start picking up the surveys this morning for me. While they're picking those up, I do want to say one more time, thank you to all of our mothers. Thank you for your faithfulness to us. Thank you to love us in spite of who we are so many times. Thank you for loving us in spite of the things that we put you through, the hurt and the pain and the everything else that we've made you suffer through so many times. Thank you for that love that you pour out on each and every one of us. This morning, one more time before you leave, what I want you to do is I want you to give a big round of horns this morning for your mothers. Amen. I want to say this to you this morning. If your mother is alive today, I want you to see her or call her today. Some of you, your mothers have already gone on to be with the Lord. And you'd give anything today just to be able to put your arms around your mother one more time and to tell her how much you love her and hold her tight. If your mother is alive today and there's any way possible, I want you to put your arms around her today. And I want you to hold her tight and tell her that you love her. Tell her what she means to you today. I love you, church family. Hope you have a great day. Mothers, I hope you have a blessed Mother's Day. Hope it'll be an awesome day for you. Before we go, I want to pray one more time for Miss Judy. She starts chemo again tomorrow. 3 consecutive days of chemo she'll be going through. So I need you this week to be praying and next week to pray for her desperately. The next 3 weeks, she's going to be very sick, very weak, and very down. So please lift her up. Let's pray right now. Father God, I just thank you this morning for your love, your mercy. Lord, I thank you for who you truly are, Almighty God. Father, I thank you for your son, Jesus, that you sent to die on a cross for me. Father, that I may have hope, salvation, and faith through Jesus Christ in a home in heaven one day with Almighty God. Father, thank you for that. Father, I do ask you to be with Miss Judy, Lord, as she will tomorrow have chemo again and for the next 3 days. And Father, I pray you strengthen her body, equip her for what lies ahead. Father, after this round of chemo, she's going to have scans, Lord, to find out what's going on with the cancer. What the chemo is doing, is it working? Are the tumors shrinking, Father? And Father, our precious hope and our desire, Lord, we would pray, Father, that every one of those tumors are shrinking right now. Father, our hope and desire is when they get done with this chemo, they'd be gone and nothing else would have to be done. But Father, we pray that your precious will be done through all things. Strengthen Judy, Lord. Meet the needs in her life, Lord. Be with Doug and the family, Lord. Lord, strengthen them through all of this. Meet every need that they have in their life, Lord. And Father, we'll be sure to thank you and praise you for all that you're going to do in their lives and in our lives. Thank you again for our mothers. In Jesus' precious name, we all say, amen. You're dismissed. Have a great Mother's Day. God bless each of you.